children. The Marquis de Oveda sound to me, a habitual lucid dreamer, was at one stage in his life suffering from a recurrent nightmare from which he managed to release himself by developing lucidity. In these nightmares he would find himself being chased by dreadful monsters through an endless series of rooms. These nightmares seemed to be becoming more frequent. He only had to find himself in a room for the thought of monsters to arise, and then the monsters would appear. Finally, in one such experience, the recurrent situation made him aware that he was dreaming. And instead of trying to run away from the monsters, he set his back to a wall, determined to confront his pursuers.
I stared at my principal assailant. He bore some resemblance to one of those bristling and grimacing demons which are sculptured on cathedral porches. Academic curiosity soon overcame all my other emotions. I saw the fantastic monster halt a few paces from me, hissing and leaping about. Once I had mastered my fear, his actions appeared merely burlesque. I noticed the claws on one of his hands, or paws, I should say. There were 7 in all, each very precisely delineated. The monster's features were all very precise and realistic. Hair and eyebrows, what looked like a wound.